it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-mm.
We'll be right back. All right. Starting us off, there was Sylvester with his song You Make Me Feel Mighty Real from 1970. Where is it? Man, there's a long Wikipedia page for Sylvester. Good for him. That song was from 1978, the year of my birth. Wonderful. Sylvester, a fascinating person, born in Los Angeles in 1947, and, you know, was his own person for his too short life. Died in 1988 from complications from AIDS, but in the meantime was in the discotes, the coquettes, Sylvester and his hot band, Two Tons of Fun and Sylvester, lots of amazing stuff here on his Wikipedia page if you read about it. And that song was one of his hits, recorded with produced by Patrick Cowley, who's also a pretty interesting figure. If you dig around, there's lots of information, lots of great YouTube videos, highly recommended. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a very lucky listener is going to win a pair of tickets. I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see Nick Cave. He's coming to town on June 30th. He's going to be playing at the Orpheum. And unlike previous contests, this won't be a phone-in thing. I thought, you know, Nick Cave tickets, that's pretty sweet. Going to take it to the next level. So to enter in to win a pair of tickets to, or to win a pair of Nick Cave tickets, you need to go to the brand new, completely uncalled for, Dunkin's Donuts Facebook page and post there what if Nick Cave was a cavern, what would Nick Cave look like, smell like, sound like, that kind of thing. So you just picture you've been hiking and climbing and spelunking for days through some sort of wilderness. I don't want to specify what. Finally, you come to this cavern you've been searching for, and it's Nick Cave. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it sound like? All these things I want to know. We've had a couple of great entries thus far. Thank you to all of those who have entered. And at 12:45, we will cut the contest off, and our team of judges here at CITR, aka whoever I can round up, will then pick the winning entry completely subjectively. It is going to be very unfair, I'm sure, but we will pick the one that we like best, and then that person will get a pair of tickets, and hopefully Nick Cave will still be around in June of 2014, and you will be too, and you can all have a wonderful night. If you aren't on Facebook, I understand. Feel free to send an email to dunkinsdonuts@gmail.com, and I will check that at 12:45 as well to see for any entries. So, cool thing. Thank you to the promoter of the Nick Cave show for the tickets. There's also a Nick Cave pre-sale that CITR is a part of, so there'll be a PSA for that in a minute. But if you don't win, you can still get in on the action early, so kind of cool. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Portside Pub. Check out great craft beers and good tunes at the Portside Pub in Gastown. On today's show, we've got that ticket giveaway. So we're going to play a couple of Nick Cave songs, a couple of new tracks, preview to the second night of the Shindig semifinals, and a few songs to commemorate the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. You know, what else would you want to do on a pop music show? Yeah. Okay. But we're going to start off with some Nick Cave. I like Nick Cave. I tend to side towards his ballads and like the nicer songs. I don't know. So like with the Murder Ballads, that was like one of my favorite albums, which is probably not that popular of a pick. And also The Boatman's Call. So I'm going to play Into My Arms from The Boatman's Call. It's a beautiful number, piano ballad. And here we go. Here's Nick Cave with Into My Arms. Check out Dunkin' Donuts' Facebook page to enter the contest. I hope you win. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
You already know this? It's a classic already. And it hasn't even come out yet.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. One Unforgettable Night, June 30th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations and ticketmaster.ca. The new album, Live from KCRW, will be available November 29th, exclusively at indie retail and available digitally on December 3rd. For more info, visit nickcave.com.
She had a history.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The Carl Sagan Association for the Communication of Science is pleased to present screenings of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, held twice per month on the UBC campus. Through these and other initiatives, our goal is to promote interest and engagement with the sciences on campus and in society at large. Visit ubcsagan.org for showtimes and other events.
Myself, I'm standing on a side street. by my car, I'm in Fairfax again, and thinking about my friends. Are they too new to truly depend on? Things still will roll along after I'm gone. Time is revealing so little for me. I don't know what I should be doing. A crippling ambivalence, always feeling this and that, and there's just no answer.
That was Carrie Mercer and his band, Frog Eyes. I knew that. That's from the recent album, Carrie's Cold Spring, available only digitally. You can only find it on Bandcamp, and that's just fine. That was the song The Country Child. Before that, we heard Nicholas Kurgovich from his brand new release this Tuesday LP on Jazz Records. It's called Who Cares? Well, I Care. That was, it's a beautiful album. Great job, Nick Kurgovich. That was the song People. Now, before that, we heard a new band recently signed to Captured Tracks, Brooklyn label. That was the band Axa Abraxa from their forthcoming self-titled album. And that was the song I Almost Fell. I like it a lot. And at the top, we heard Nick Cave from The Boatman's Call, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, with the song Into My Arms. Just a reminder, there is a contest on right now for Nick Cave tickets. You have 15 minutes to get over to the Dunkin' Donuts Facebook page and tell me what Nick Cavern, like Nick Cave, if he was a cavern, what would Nick Cave look, smell, taste like? I don't know, whatever. Just wow me. That's what I'm asking. And I've recruited a few people from around the station here. We're all going to read them at 12:45 and then pick our favorite. And then that person is going to get two tickets to see Nick Cave June 30th at the Orpheum Theater in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Next up, we're going to hear some Zen Mystery Frog. Zen Mystery Frog? Fog. Zen Mystery Fog. They are competitors in the CITR Shindig 2013 Battle of the Bands happening at the Railway Club. 10 weeks down, 3 more weeks to go. The semifinals started on Tuesday night. The Skinny Kids prevailed. Congratulations. My condolences to Hooves, who are a personal favorite of mine. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. This coming night's Dream Baby are going to be taking on Zen Mystery Fog, and I wish I knew the other band. Is it up somewhere in here? Nope. Okay, I don't know what the other band is. But we're going to listen to Zen Mystery Fog and Dream Baby right now. From their forthcoming album, this is the song Quantum Mechanics by Zen Mystery Fog, here on Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ba 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 ugly lies. No. Ugly, 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 ugly gore. Ugly, 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 ugly on the floor.
That was the Neo Boys from Portland, Oregon, and that was from the compilation Sooner or Later, out now on K Records. An excellent compilation. I can't recommend it enough. I love it. Before that, we heard the OCs from their forthcoming Singles Collection Volume 3, because if there's one thing that people have been clamoring for, even more so than a Dunkin' Donuts Facebook page, it's more vinyl releases by the OCs. My God. The amount of wax that the guys are consuming is incredible. Singles Volume 3 is out in late November. That was the song Ugly Man. Before that, we heard Dream Baby from their new EP, Live at the Wow Wow. That was the song The Fair. And at the top, we heard Zen Mystery Fog from their upcoming album. That was the song Quantum Mechanics. You can see both Zen Mystery Fog and Dream Baby at Shindig this coming Tuesday at the Railway Club, starting at 9:30. Bring a funny joke, win a beer. It's a great time. And the finals are coming up in, I guess a little over 3 weeks. December 10th, I think? 11th? Whatever the Tuesday is. Dress up. The finals are always formal. And it'll be a great, great night. Last call on the Nick Cave contest. We've had a couple of entries lately, and they're good. It's going to be a really tough decision to make. So I appreciate everyone who's entered. Thank you. And we're going to assemble our team here at 12:45 to make the call. Last call. Try to get up there. Dunkin' Donuts Facebook page. Describe Nick Cave the cavern. I thought this would be a really funny thing. The entries are great. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. JFK died 10 years ago. He was shot. It was a horrific trauma for America and for the world. it's really traumatic. As a history buff, it's hard not to contemplate how different things would be had that not happened. And tomorrow is the 50th anniversary. I'm going to a party to commemorate the occasion. It's kind of a strange mix of reflection and memorial, but then also just it's such a pop culture zeitgeist. It's hard not to talk about it and think about it. So I'm going to play a few songs that are all related to that occasion. Silver Jews, David Berman has long stated his disdain for Dallas, and he once put that into song. So we're going to hear the song Dallas from The Natural Bridge by the Silver Jews. And then the Mountain Goats, the Misfits, and we're going to listen to some songs, applicable songs from them. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR. Here is the Silver Jews. Yes, here are the Silver Jews. Building made of mirrors. Why am I drawn?
saw BB King on General Hospital in the Oak Cliff Dram House where we stayed. And when Clancy whipped her with his belt buckle, he cleaned her cuts and then. Dallas, shine with an evil light. Don't you know that God stays up all night? How'd you turn a billion steers into buildings made of mirrors? Why am I drawn to watching the makeup girls make out with the mannequins? Hey boys, supper's on me. Our record just went aluminum. Or is a mouse every morning, rich as a cat every night? Some kind of strange magic happens when the city turns on.
Lace Up for Kids is an annual event organized by UBC Rec that enlists students in their communities to raise money for BC Children's Hospital Foundation. The event culminates in a community skating celebration at the UBC Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Arena on Thursday, November 21st. Teams can sign up online at laceup.ca and start fundraising today.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that was Lightning Dust from here in Vancouver with their song Loaded Gun. They're going to be in town next Wednesday playing at the Biltmore. Check it out. Played as a part of my JFK Memorial set. Oh, boy. So before that, we heard Misfits with an incredibly offensive song called Bullet from Static Age. Before that, from the great All Hail West Texas album by the Mountain Goats, that was Blues in Dallas, and at the top, Silver Jews with their Ode to Dallas. I'm joined now with Jonathan Q of CITR program Q It Up.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. You were on the panel of judges that has decided the winner of the Nick Cave contest.
We just convened. It was an emergency.
Yeah.
We all got in, and it was barely unanimous, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there were...
Everyone who stepped up to the plate had something good to give.
They did, and yeah, so it was tough, but I think there was a consensus around the winner. Thank you to you and Brenda and Sarah for joining us. So the winning entry, this is Robin McNerdle, who a former CITR programmer. He's left the station recently. But there was no bias. I mean,
no, absolutely
this was a strong entry. Okay, so Nick Cave. What is Nick Cave? Nick Cave would be filled with old empty bottles of bourbon, smelling like stale cigarettes. The cave would also play home to an entertaining mongoose named Warren Ellis. Nice. Warren used to be in a smaller set of caverns called the Dirty Three, but the temptation of the odd growths of the mushrooms in Nick Cave was far too enticing to turn down. These aren't any regular mushrooms, though. They are known to give men psychotic, violent visions. Things don't tend to end well in Nick Cave. The further you explore, the more history you find with the carcasses from a massacre known as the Murder Ballads. The most unusual carcass is Crow Jane with a giant bird skull. The Nick Cave is also a great place to find bad seeds. The bad plant grows mostly in Europe and Australia, but acts like it came from the southern states. I think that won it. I think that was...
The last bit of the end?
Yeah, very well done.
Just the little bits that don't quite adhere to the fantasy, a little bit peeking out.
Well,
there.
And a little bit of a dig at. Congratulations, Robin. Enjoy the show. Thanks to everyone who entered. And a reminder that there is now a Dunkin's Donuts Facebook page. So, you know, you can like it if you feel like it. And also a reminder that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Portside Pub. Check out theportsidepub.com for more information. Hannah's up next. She's going to bring it with chips and dip, as always. And then a whole other great afternoon of programming all lined up for you here. Have a great week. Next week, I'll be giving away tickets for the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. So tune in then. Okay, bye, guys.
Get down, little Henry Lee, and stay all night with me. You won't find a girl in this damn world that will compare with me. The wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la. Get down and stay all night with thee. For the girl I have in that merry green land, I love fair better than thee. And the wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la 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 la. A little bird let down on Henry Lee. She leaned herself against a fence just for a kiss or two, and with a little penknife held in her hand, well, she plugged him through and through. The wind did roar, and the wind did moan.
La 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 la, la 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 lee.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee.
there, lie there, little Henry Lee, till the flesh drops from your bones for the girl you have in a merry green.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was just the end of Dunkin' Donuts. And now is the start of Chips and Dip. I'm your host, Hannah. I'm here every week from 12 to 1 p.m. No, that's not true. Should get that straight. It's 1 to 2 p.m.